Slumdog Millionaire, originally published as Q&A by Vikas Swaroop, narrated by Christopher Simpson.
Prologue. I have been arrested for winning a quiz show. They came for me late last night when even the stray dogs had gone off to sleep. They broke open my door, handcuffed me, and marched me off to the waiting jeep with a flashing red light. There was no hue and cry. Not one resident stirred from his hut. Only the old owl on the tamarind tree hooted at my arrest. Arrests in Dharavi are as common as pickpockets on the local train. Not a day goes by without some hapless resident being taken away to the police station. There are some who have to be physically dragged off by the constables, screaming and kicking all the while. And there are those who go quietly, who expect, perhaps even wait for, the police. For them, the arrival of the jeep with the flashing red light is actually a relief. In retrospect, perhaps I should have kicked and screamed, protested my innocence, raised a stink, galvanized the neighbors. Not that it would have helped. Even if I had succeeded in waking some of the residents, they would not have raised a finger to defend me. With bleary eyes, they would have watched the spectacle, made some trite remark like, "There goes another one," yawned, and promptly gone back to sleep. My departure from Asia's biggest slum would make no difference to their lives. There would be the same queue for water in the morning, the same daily struggle to make it to the 7:30 local in time. They wouldn't even bother to find out the reason for my arrest.